Shamalekim, sweetest friends, this year should be a special cause. Ramimoni Marashikhu, Inishmas Marasas Vetros, Rukhas Rabiyanam, Rufuas Rabiyamsun Khanab Shah bin Leia, Rav Yusuf bin Bracha Moshe bin Rezel, Rabnom Chaim bin Rabnom Yisro bin Yom Chaim HaKoin, Parshas Hazinu, Paraklami Beis, Sukum Chavav and Chav Zain, Api Torahs Men Rabbeinu, Gun Rabbeinu Zitzal, says the Torah Kedosha, and the Jews says sin, Chas Shalom. Hashem says, Amati Afem, Ashbi Simeon of Zichram. Ule Kasoe of Ugur Penyanaku Tsarem Penyorme Dana Ram, Lashem Paul calls us. I said, Amati Afem. Rashi says, Afem can mean I'm going to scatter them away like Hefker. And some say, I'm going to get angry at them. Some say, Rashi says, might mean af ihem. I said in my anger, I'm going to make them as if they're not. The people who see them are going to say, where are they? But it's not going to be good. They're going to be destroyed or scattered. No one's going to know where they are. Amarti af ihem. Ashpisa man of zichron, I'm going to make their memories cease among men. Lule, if not for the fact that kas oyev agur. As Oyev Agul, Rashi says that the word not for, that the wrath of the enemy were heaped up. Imloshe Kas Oyev Kanus Alayim Lashchisam. The wrath of the enemy was all piled up against the Jews. If not for that, I would destroy them. So they had all this piled up anger, pent up anger. And they say, it's us, it's our gods. But like Vurabi, and they're not going to say it's Hashem. That's what it means, Penyanakut Sarema. Penyanakut Sarema, they're going to, Yanakur Sadabri to Sadabri Benachri, they're going to say it's foreign, they're going to say it's that was done by a foreign power. And Yomru, lest they say, Yadenu Rama. They're going to attribute this power to a foreign source. There's Yakir and then there's Yanak with Ibn Ezra says. So they're going to attribute this to a foreign source. And what are they going to say? They're going to say, Yadenu Rama, it's our hand is exalted. And Hashem has not done all of this. So we have to understand not that it says Amarti Afeihem, the Pashto, I said I'm going to destroy them and make them hefker. Pashtus, this means through an enemy and war. And that's the hemshech of Lulei Kas Oyev, if not for the anger of the enemy. And they would attribute it to themselves. So why do I need the pasuk of Lulei Kas Oyev Agu? Why do I need those words? Rashi says, if not for the anger of the Oyev that was all built up to destroy, and since that's all pent up anger, that's going to now come out and he's going to destroy, he's going to attribute it to himself. Even without the anger of the enemy, if he destroys the Jews, if they destroy the Jews, they're going to attribute the greatness to their own gods. So because of the Etzem Pulas HaShmada, because of their act of destroying the Jews, there's going to be an in of Pen Yomri Yadenu Rama, lest they say that our hand was exalted. So what does it matter that they had Kaz before? What does it matter that they had this pent-up anger? Lulei kas oyev agul. That's a chashuv. The Iker is they destroyed us and they're going to attribute it to themselves. We also have to understand that Rashi explains that it's talking about Hefker, Akira, that the Jews are going to be uprooted. Rashi says, Amarti Afheim, Ashisein Peyala Shlicha Me'alai Hefker. I'm going to make the Jews like grain left in the corner of the field, to cast them away from me as something free to all. As mazen yan the nitzachon ha'oyev. What does this have to do with the victory of the enemy then? Amarti afehim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. Hashem is going to make them hefker, and he's going to uproot them. So that has nothing to do with the enemy defeating them. That's just Hashem making them hefker. And if we explain that it means they're going to be hefker and anybody can come and destroy them. So when it says Ashpisa me'enu zichram, I will make forgotten from man their memory, that's not mechayiv that it's dafka idei oyev. Who says that it's through an enemy? I'm going to make them hefker. It's Hashem, nothing to do with the enemy. It's Hashem doing it. Ashpisa manu zichram. It's Hashem making their memory forgotten from man. So how does it say that the reason there's going to be no Ashpisa manu zichram is lulei kas oyev agur? What does that have to do with the enemy? It's Hashem doing it. Maybe pshat is that Amarti Afe'ehem, since I want to be mafkir them through this Afe'ehem, Ashpisa me'eno zichram, through the enemy. But how does the Ashpisa me'eno zichram come through the Hefker? Hashem's going to make them Hefker. And then the enemy, even though it doesn't say the enemy, it says Hashem. Ani Ashpisa. Ashpisa means me. But even if it means the enemy, how does the Hefker make them forgotten? Imcha, what does it mean, Zichron? Well, what does their memory have to do with anything? The Iker is that the Jews are going to chashon be destroyed. What does their enemy have to do? Well, what does their for memory have to do? I'm going to cancel out from mankind their memory. What does their memory have to do? That's the emphasis of the pasuk, that people aren't going to remember them. Because they're going to be uprooted. And what's the reason for this punishment, that they're not going to be remembered? Targum Unkel, Targum Yenison says, Evtol Mispar Yichus Enosh Duchur Nehon. And Ibn Mevatel from the Sefer Yichus, from the book of genealogy, their memory. What is the Sefer Yichus that we're talking about over here? So, Sof Davar, we really need to understand this pasuk, these two psukim. So it would appear, based on the Maral and the Sefer Netzach, Perek Yud Gimel, Veod Veod, that Am Yisrael has no place in Teva. And if not for the special Hashgach of Hashem over Am Yisrael, we'd be finished. Ayin Shem Divrei Ma'aral. And it would appear that's what it says, Afeim Loshon Hefker. Notice there's going to be no longer be Hashgach on the Jews. And through this Memeila, there's going to be a Bitul Mitzat Tibur Shel Olam. The Jews are going to be finished as far as the nature of the world is concerned. Lav Davka through their Oivim. That's what it says, Ashpisa me'enu zichram. In other words, Duchron Ehon, Misefer Yichus de'enosh. Nobody's going to remember. They're not not going to be in the Sefer Yichsen of man anymore. Shere kol ha-makom. Wherever you find it there, remember that's a davar tivi, that's natural. But that's only because they exist. And the fact that they exist is supernatural. Without that supernatural power, then we no longer should exist. And therefore nobody's going to remember us, and we're not going to be in the Sefer Yichus Danasha, in the Book of Genealogy of Man. Because again, our whole existence is supernatural. So if we don't exist, naturally people are going to forget us. We don't belong here anyway. So the Pasuk is explaining to us that the Jewish people without Hashem's Hashkacha aren't shaykh to the mitzvahs of the world, to the reality of life. That's why it says, Marati Afem, I'm going to make them hefker. I'm going to make them honorless. And then I'm going to make sure no one remembers them because they're not shaykh to the mitzvahs of the world. So when they're hefker, they're not going to have the natural shmira. And the mela, they're going to be destroyed and forgotten. So when Hashem is mevatel is hashgacha, not only are they not going to be destroyed by others, but they have no shaychus klal to the mitzias v'teva olam. And therefore their memory is going to be nullified. So according to this, it would appear that it says, Lule kas oyev agur, ayidei zeshi yisbatil hashgacha aleim, ha'oyev shekaso agur aleim mikvar, yinatzel izdam nutzu v'yelachem aleim v'yevatleim. The fact that there's going to be a bitul hashgacha, the enemy whose anger was piled up anyway, is going to take advantage of this opportunity and wage war against the Jews and destroy them. No one's going to stop him. And maybe the enemy is going to say, Yadenu Ram of La Hashem Pal calls us. It's our outstretched hand, it's not Hashem. And that's why Hashem didn't do this, because Hashbisa Man or Zichram is not Bipula Shel Hashbasa, She'enu Inyan La'oye, V'Larak B'Bitil Hashgacha, She'edezi Mimeli V'Atlu Meshach Hazman, Kevin She'enim She'echim L'Tivu Shel Olam. In other words, Amarti Afem, Hashem is going to make them hefker. Over time, they're going to be forgotten because they only exist in a supernatural way. And I'm going to take away my supernatural hashkacha. And Mamela, nobody's going to remember them anymore. And why isn't Hashem going to do that? Lulei kas oyev, because the enemy has this piled up anger. The reason it tells us this piled up anger is because they're just going to chop the opportunity. They're going to take advantage of the opportunity to wage war against the Jews and destroy them. And they're going to say it's us and it's not Hashem. So Ashbisa Me'enu Zichram, I'm going to make Shoves, I'm going to make rest, there's no longer going to be memory for mankind. That doesn't come because of the enemy. That's just that Hashem is Mevatel as Hashgacha. And then Memela, over time, the Jewish people are just going to dissipate. They're going to be forgotten. And comes along the enemy and says, no. When the Jews are still around, they're going to take advantage of the opportunity. They're going to say, oh, now they're hefker, they're going to kill them. Lule kas oyev agur. You have this built-up, pent-up anger of the enemy. And they're going to kill the Jews. And then they're going to say, it's us. They're not going to attribute it to Hashem. They're going to attribute it to themselves and their own gods. And that's why Hashem didn't do it. Didn't do the Sa'afayim. He didn't make them Hefker. The Sifri explains that it is Afayim Amarti Ba'api Ayahim. I said in my anger, where are they? Not that it says Ashpisa man of Zichram, it says in the Sifri, in the Pasuk of Lulei Hashem, Shehayelanu Le'Yom Manah Yisrael. Not that Hashem had been with us, the Jewish people say. And that's what we've been speaking about. Amarti Ayahim. Where are they? In other words, as if they don't exist. Because I'm not doing any pula to protect them. So they're just going to dissipate into thin air eventually. And therefore, Anshpisim Yano Zichron. And then the Sifri brings the pasuk of not for the fact that Hashem was with us. Uli Hashem, Shahayalanu Yomar Ena Yisrael, Uli Hashem Bashkachasa. Ain makom klal Yisrael. Ukashena Hashem, lanu afayem ayehem. If not for Hashem protecting us, then what's going to happen afayem? Where are they? Where are those Jews? So it's memela going to be an ashpisa man of zichron. We're not going to be remembered. So far and for dalakashis. Now we the pasuk reads beautifully. Siyata Dishmaya. And with this, we can explain Psukim Chof Ches to Lamin. This was Pasuk Chof Vav. Psukim Chof Vav and Chof Zayin. And then we get the Pasuk Chof Ches. Ki goy oved etzos hema vein behem tvuna. Because they are a nation void of counsel, there's no understanding in them. Luchachmu yaskilu zos yavinu lachavisam. And or that they were wise, that they understood this, they would consider their future. Echa yirdof elef, echad elef, ushnai minetzir rebavu. Im lo kitzuram mecharam, v'Hashem hizkiram. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless the Iraq has sold them? And Hashem has delivered them. What's in the scene? Oved Eitzos, they don't have counsel, and Ein Bem Tfuna, they don't have an understanding. And what does it mean? Lu Chachmu, had they been wise, Yaskilu Zos. What's the Chachma, and what are they being maskil? What are they understanding? And what do they have to understand about Acharisim? Yavinu l'Acharisim, they'll understand their end. What is Yerdof Echad Aleph? Ushnai Minisu Revava. One is going to pursue 1,000, two, 10,000. What's it saying? Aki Hashem, Suram, Kitsuram Mecharam, and what's Hashem is Giram. Seems like saying the same thing. The Iraq sold them, Hashem gave them over. The kids, we want to understand what's the meaning of this pas, of these psukim. So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. Through the afayim, in other words, without the hashgacha, the bittul hashgacha, the removal of divine providence, the zegam yivatul kochim legamre, they're going to have be a bittul of all their kochos. Because all their kochos come from Hashem. V'gam she'az yeshnat gabrut al Yisrael shel sarei mala, shem sarei ha'akum. Uba davar la'achar shebitel ma shekatuv b'psukim chet v'tet. V'anchel yon koyim b'afchudo b'nei adam yitzek v'lodim yisrael b'nei yisrael k'chelik Hashem ha'o Yaakov necher b'lachalato. All of their koch comes from Hashem. And then the enemies can overpower them. And the Sari Akum, the ministering angels in Shemayim of the Goyim, are going to also overpower them. And that's going to happen after B'Hanchel Yon Goyim Afrido B'nei Adam. Psukim that we just read. The Archaim there explains that this is referring to the fact that the other Umos are under Sarim Ham Yuchad B'chol Umma V'Umma. And Am Yisrael is under Hashem. And since Am Yisrael doesn't have a Sar, only Hashem, If they don't have this hanhaga of special hashgacha, Amarti Afayim, I'm going to destroy them. That's what it says over there, that God split up the nations and the Jews. The nations have their sarim, and who do the Jews have? Hashem. Chelek Hashem or Yaakov Chavla Nachalasa. So if we are not in Hashem's chelek, if Hashem doesn't give a special hashgacha, the Amarti Afayim, then Hashem's going to make us hefker. And Memela, the Sari Mala of the Goyim, that's what the Archaim speaks about over there. The fact that they have their ministering angels up at Shemayim, they're going to overpower us. Because they don't have anyone standing against them. And according to this, it would appear that it says, Echa Yirdov Echad Elef. How is it that one is running after a thousand? That the Goyim are going to run after them and they're not going to be able to stand up to the Goyim. We don't have Ashgacha. And Memela, we can't stand up to the Goyim. The Sari Mal of the Goyim are going to overpower the Jewish people because there's no one to stand against them. So we have Echad, one guy is going to run after a thousand Jews. That's Echa Yirdof Echad Elef. Ushnaim Yanisu Rivavo. What is Yanisu? Yanisu means make him run away. That's not talking about the guy pursuing the Jew, but what's going to be when the Jewish people come upon the Goyim, that they're going to make the Jews run away, making 10,000 run away. In other words, the Jews' koach is going to be batel lagamri. The first part of the pasuk echad yirdof elef, echad elef, is that one guy is going to pursue 1,000 Jews. Shnayim yanisu revava is talking about where the Jews are going to come upon the Gentiles, and what are the Gentiles going to do? Two of them are going to put 10,000 and make 10,000 run away. They're going to make them, and two put 10,000 to flight. In other words, batel kochem legamre, achen koch l'ravava neged shnayim. 10,000 have no power against two. This isn't a hagativis at all. And this is only because suram mecharam. So their rack sold them. That's what's unique about the Jewish people. That they're under Hashem's hashgacha. Hashem is the Tzur Yisrael. Tzuram mecharam v'ezgiram lidei sarei akum. Their rack sold them and gave them to the ministers of the Gentiles. And that's why it's Tzuram mecharam. That's because their rack has sold them. In other words, Hashem normally gives them special hashgacha. Their rack, Hashem, gives them special hashgacha, and He's going to remove it. And for this reason, Yirdof Echad Elef, one is going to run after 1,000. Because the Sarei Akum are going to overpower us because we don't have Hashem's hashgacha. And when it says, Ushnaim Yanisu Revava, that's going to be because Hashem is Gira. Two are going to make 10,000 run away. Two Goyim are going to make 10,000 Jews run away because Hashem gave them over. Notice Hashem is the master of the world who creates everything. And the Kochos are according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to each one. That's why it says V'Hashem, Shem Havaya. Their rack is their special hashkacha. They have hashkacha which is removed. Memele yirdof echad alef. And then shnayim yanisu revava because Hashem is gira. Hashem Shem Havaya gave them over. Because Shem Havaya, this Kadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone their kochos. Memele shemash shnayim yanisu revava. It's because they'd have no koach at all. Hashem removed his hashkacha. Because Hashem only gave out koach to the Jewish people because of a special hashgacha. And if there's a bittul hashgacha, memela there's a bittul hakoach. And that's why Hashem hisgiram. Hashem closed off and nullified their kochos. And that's how it could be that two of the goyim are going to run after 10,000 Jews. They're going to make the 10,000 Jews run away. Because even if the Jews came after them, in Nisa, they're going to make them run away. Again, the Echad, the one against the thousand, is the one guy running after 1,000 Jews, because Hashem removed his Ashkacha, Kitzuram Echaram. That's removing his Ashkacha. And then, even more than that, Shnayim and Yisra Revo, when the Jews come upon the Gentiles, two Gentiles are going to make 10,000 Jews run away, because Hashem is Gira. Because Havaya, who gives out the Kochos, and he's the master of the world. The only reason Jews have any power is because he gave them kochos. But here Hashem's going to close off their kochos. Because he's mevata their ashkacha, they're going to have no koach left. There's going to be a bittul hakoach. And bittul hakoach, mele shnayim yenisu revava. Two are going to run after 10,000. They're going to make them scatter. Jews are going to come upon the Gentiles, and then two Gentiles are going to make 10,000 Jews run away. They're going to cause them to have to take flight. So now we'd like to understand what it means. Kigoy obeyed eitzos.